An area of high pressure continues to control the weather across the Northeast. It was a storm-free weekend across the area, though clouds came through at times. There was a deck of middle to high-level clouds that came through both Saturday and Sunday. That tended to block the sunshine from time to time, though there were some thin spots in the cloudiness, allowing for at least some brightness to come through. Across our area today, it's another rather unique weather situation. For some of us, it's nice and bright today. We've had that nice deep blue sky, and with temperatures soaring up into the 40s, it feels quite nice. But for many of us, it's been really foggy through the day, and it's a big range in temperature from areas that are stuck in the fog that are holding largely in the 30s to areas where the sunshine has come out, where those numbers have moved up into the 40s. So it's a day where, again, we have a variety of weather across the area. We're starting to see some high clouds come in this afternoon, and those are in association with a warm front that will come into our area tonight. So clouds will continue to thicken up moving into tonight. A lot of the lingering areas of fog should tend to lift a little bit, and the wind will kick up out of the southeast. That'll help with the fog situation. Gusts may reach up over 30 miles an hour later on tonight, and there may be a few patches of drizzle or mist or a couple of showers. Temperatures will largely be above freezing tonight, though I will mention there may be a pocket or two near the freezing mark, and that could lead to some slippery travel. But again, for most of us, we should stay enough above the freezing mark. And then moving into tomorrow, we'll have clouds around through the day, showers at times from the morning hours through about midday. Then as a cold front gets closer tomorrow afternoon, we'll increase the chances for a steadier and heavier rain. It will be on the breezy side tomorrow. Those winds will kick up out of the south, at times again gusting over 30 miles an hour, and temperatures should warm pretty nicely up into the 40s. Many areas should reach the low 50s by late tomorrow afternoon. Then the front will cross the area tomorrow night into early on Wednesday, and we're going to see those temperatures fall off on Wednesday, so highs are likely to occur Wednesday morning or maybe about midday, and then we'll see temperatures drop off Wednesday afternoon. And we're also going to be looking out for some lake effect snow across portions of western and central New York following that frontal passage. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with some showers or drizzle, turning breezy, lows in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, heaviest late, windy, high 46 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some showers or drizzle, becoming breezy, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, heaviest late, windy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance for some showers or drizzle, becoming breezy, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, heaviest late, turning windy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some showers or drizzle, becoming breezy, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, heaviest late, windy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance for some snow showers, breezy, high 36 to 44 with temperatures dropping during the day, and on Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with some snow showers and highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.